Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, mamas. I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're discussing how to be positively sexy. Okay, so you know how some days you just wake up crabby for no particular reason, nothing you can really put your finger on. I don't know, hormones, a bad dream, you don't even remember, who knows. But you just wake up not feeling it. And then, of course, that's the day that, you know, the babies have huge meltdowns and the kids won't stop arguing or complaining about how bored they are, which does not help. Well, if those negative undertones go unchecked, they could easily linger on all day, giving you and those around you the sense of a dark, looming cloud overhead. So today, let's talk about how to encourage positivity so you can turn that day around. A positive outlook is not only good for morale, but it literally affects us down to our cells. And now the link between good health and optimism has been scientifically proven in so many studies. And now we know that positivity is about so much more than just good vibes. Some major benefits include decreased risk of chronic diseases, improved immune system function, healthier cells, and even a longer life expectancy. In fact, positivity has been found to be one of the most important predictors of physical health. So, how can we incorporate more of this incredible element in our lives? Well, here are 3 practical ways. 1, express gratitude. Personally, I find this to be the quickest way to turn a bad attitude around. Because sure, life gets hard sometimes and there's always something that we could complain about if we chose to. But it's hard to stay in a negative headspace when we intentionally focus on the things that we're grateful for. All of us have things that we take for granted, and sadly, too often, we don't even think about these things until they're taken away or we're in danger of losing them. So expressing gratitude and focusing on what we have to be grateful for is a fantastic way to encourage positivity in our daily lives. 2, visualize. Visualization is a powerful, powerful tool, and we all do it to some degree without even really realizing it. Our minds are wired to evaluate a situation for potential outcomes, especially dangerous ones. It's just part of our survival instinct. Now, the problem arises when we allow ourselves to ruminate over negative outcomes, hindering ourselves from enjoying and experiencing life. When you start the day already feeling impatient and crabby, we all got those days, it's natural to imagine how difficult it's going to be to get through the rest of the day, right? But on the flip side, if you acknowledge those emotions and thoughts from the get-go without judgment towards yourself, and you intentionally visualize your day going great, then you can more easily curb those negative vibes. So the question is, will you use visualization as a helpful tool or a harmful one? And 3, stop trying. Well, trying too hard, that is. Because it is possible to try and try to feel happier to the point that we're actually stressing out about still not feeling happier, wondering what is wrong with us. So just be aware of your state of mind and take those steps toward a happier, more positive mindset. But don't beat yourself up if you find yourself still not feeling obnoxiously upbeat. Okay? Because there is a lot of freedom in knowing that sometimes we just feel how we feel, whether it's due to something our bodies are going through, like pregnancy, hormones, or going through that time of the month, or something much more complex. So now those things are not excuses to be a total downer, but it's just our reality sometimes. So stay encouraged in the fact that this too shall pass and do what you realistically can to rein in those thoughts and make the most of your day. So stay positively sexy today, mamas. That's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.